The first anniversary, consisting of To the Praise of the Dead in the Anatomy, An Anatomy of the World, and a Funeral Elegy. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Thomas Copeland. An Anatomy of the World by John Donne, wherein, by occasion of the untimely death of Mistress Elizabeth Drury, the frailty and the decay of this whole world is represented. The first anniversary. To the Praise of the Dead, and the Anatomy. Well died the world that we might live to see this world of wit in his anatomy. No evil wants is good. So wilder heirs bid you their father's tombs with forced tears, whose state requites their loss. Whiles thus we gain, well may we walk in blacks, but not complain. Yet how can I consent the world is dead while this muse lives, which in his spirit's stead seems to inform a world, and bids it be in spite of loss or frail mortality. And thou, the subject of this well-born thought, thrice noble maid, couldst not have found nor sought a fitter time to yield to thy sad fate than whiles this spirit lives, that can relate thy worth so well to our last nephew's eyne, that they shall wonder both at his and thine, admired match, where strives in mutual grace the cunning pencil and the comely face. A task which thy fair goodness made too much for the bold pride of vulgar pens to touch. Enough is us to praise them that praise thee, and say that but enough those praises be, which, hadst thou lived, had hid their fearful head from the angry checkings of thy modest dread. Death bars reward and shame, when envy's gone and gain, 'tis safe to give the dead their own. As then the wise Egyptians want to lay more in their tombs than houses, these of clay, but those of brass or marble were, so we give more unto thy ghost than unto thee. Yet what we give to thee thou gavest to us, and mayst but thank thyself for being thus. Yet what thou gavest, and wert, O happy maid, thy grace professed all due where 'tis repaid. So these high songs that to thee suited been serve but to sound thy Maker's praise in thine, which thy dear soul as sweetly sings to him amid the choir of saints and seraphim as any angel's tongue can sing of thee. The subjects differ, though the skill agree. For, as by infant years men judge of age, thy early love, thy virtues, did presage what an high part thou bear'st in those best songs, whereto no burden nor no end belongs. Sing on, thou virgin soul, whose lossful gain thy lovesick parents have bewailed in vain. Never may thy name be in our songs forgot, till we shall sing thy ditty and thy note. An Anatomy of the World, the First Anniversary. When that rich soul which to her heaven is gone, whom all do celebrate, who know they have won, for who is sure he hath a soul, unless it see and judge and follow worthiness, and by deeds praise it? He who doth not this may lodge an inmate soul, but 'tis not his. When that queen ended here her progress time, and as to her standing house to heaven did climb, where, loath to make the saints attend her long, she's now a part both of the choir and song, this world in that great earthquake languished, for in a common bath of tears it bled, which drew the strongest vital spirits out, but succored then with a perplexed doubt whether the world did lose or gain in this, because, since now no other way there is but goodness to see her whom all would see, all must endeavour to be good as she, this great consumption to a fever turned, and so the world had fits. It joyed, it mourned, and, as men think that agues physic are, and the ague being spent give over care, so thou, sick world, mistakes thyself to be well when alas thou'rt in a lethargy. Her death did wound and tame thee then, and then thou mightst have better spared the sun or man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?